Good evening. Merry Christmas. So welcome to our service of readings and carols as we prepare our hearts and minds to celebrate the birth of our Savior. Are you a promise maker, promise keeper, promise breaker? We like to think we're a promise maker and keeper, but more often than not, we probably end up being a promise maker and promise breaker. Thankfully, God is not only a promise maker, He's also a promise keeper. And that's why we're here tonight, because He made a promise, Genesis 3:15, and He kept that promise, Christmas, when the time was right. God sent forth His Son out of love, John 3:16, the gospel in a nutshell. And so we give thanks tonight that God is that promise keeper. And through the gift of faith, He also gives us the ability to make promises and to keep those promises. He gives us the ability to make promises to Him that we will remain faithful to Him. But He doesn't leave us to ourselves to keep that promise, because on our own we would break it. He gives us the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God, the means of grace, the gospel and word and sacrament, to help us keep that promise which He moved us to make in the first place. And so we're here tonight to help keep that promise. What a celebration. A kept promise, not just for you and for me, but for the entire world. And so may God use us, whom He has moved to make promises, and by His grace keep those promises to Him. Use us to lead others to know their Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And by the Holy Spirit, make a promise to remain faithful to Him. And by God's grace, keep that promise. But it all starts with His promise kept. And so we celebrate. I invite your attention to page 2, our greeting and invocation continues. But when the time had fully come, God sent His Son, born of a woman, born under law, to redeem those under law, that we might receive the full rights of sons.
Glory to the Lord. The Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare Him room, and heaven and nature sing.
This is love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins.
No more sins and sorrows grow, for our sins pass around. He comes to make His blessings flow, far as the curse is found.
For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
He rules the world with future and thanks, and makes the nations rule, but the glory of His righteousness and the wonders of His love.
We worship this Christmas Eve in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Let us worship Him.
Our song, Peace Came to Earth, will be introduced for us.
Still
So do you want a God that's smarter than you, or do you want to be smarter than God? Well, thankfully, God is smarter than all of us put together. And yet at the same time, even though God, his wisdom is beyond searching out, he has made it possible for us to get to know him and to understand him in a bit. And the best way to understand him is Christmas. In a way, again, goes back to that kept promise. Emmanuel, God with us. So if you want to get to know what God is like, get to know Jesus. Emmanuel, God with us. And so we give thanks for the fact that God, his ways are beyond our searching out, and yet at the same time, he comes to us so that we can get to know him and in a way understand him. His love is truly amazing. Oh, the depth of the riches of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable his judgments and his paths beyond tracing out. Who has known the mind of the Lord? Or who has been his counselor? Who has ever given to God that God should repay them? For from him and through him and for him are all things.
To him be the glory forever. Amen.
So, do you prefer to walk in the dark or in the light? More often than not, people would say we prefer to walk in the light because there's less chance of injury. And when it comes to our spiritual life, thankfully, the Lord has given us his light, because by nature we all start in the dark. We don't really have a relationship with God, a good one. But thankfully, he has shed his light upon us. And at the heart of that light is Christmas, the birth of the Savior, a kept promise, Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us. And there's other names to describe who God is and his Christ, all with significance, to keep us in the light and to keep us from eternal harm. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. For to us a child is born, To us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The word of the Lord. Life without Christmas, what would life be like? Well, would we have presents under the tree? Would we even have a tree? Would we have Christmas ham or prime rib if there wasn't Christmas? Christmas is more than all those things that were just mentioned. And thankfully, we do have Christmas. The real meaning of Christmas. Peace on earth, goodwill to all. But again, only possible because God kept a promise and sent his Son, Emmanuel, God with us. And so what a precious promise kept and revealed to us in those beautiful words from Luke chapter 2. That when the time was right, God's time, he made good on that promise. And had everything work out so that Jesus could come in the way he did, taking on human flesh, to be under the curse of the law as we are under the curse of the law, and yet remain God to keep that law perfectly, something we cannot do, and then to take that perfect life to the cross, to die an innocent death, a death that would count for all humanity. No one else could do that or can do that but the Son of God and Son of Man. And so even though some of us may have heard these words from Luke 2 countless times in our lifetime, may we, by the Holy Spirit, never take them for granted and give thanks that we don't have to live life without Christmas, the real purpose and meaning of Christmas. We join in these words from Luke 2. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register.
So Joseph also went from the towns of Judea to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them.
And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. And the angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in the manger."
Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heavens, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests."
Glory to the Lord.
The shepherds, an interesting group of people. What'd they do with the message? Or did they Google it to make sure it was actually accurate? Their Google was the Holy Spirit, who put in their hearts to go and investigate. And they didn't waste time. And what'd they find? They found everything just as the angels had announced it to them. By accident? No. All God's design, wrapped up in that kept promise. And so the angels were right into singing glory to God in the highest heaven. Because through this gift, Emmanuel, God with us, peace has come to earth. A peace which this world needs still very much today. A peace that only Jesus can give. A peace between God and sinners, that's you and me. And then as we are at peace with God, we can be at peace with one another. And if someone doesn't want to be at peace with us, well, that doesn't change our ability to still be at peace with God and to attempt to be at peace with others. Because our status of peace is not dependent on someone else, a fellow human being. It's rooted and dependent on Jesus and what he's done for us. And so the shepherds did the right thing by grace. To go and investigate and then worship the Lord Jesus and then worship him by not keeping the message to themselves. It's too good of a message to keep to ourselves. So who are you sharing it with? Family? Friends? Co-workers? Fellow card players? Are you sharing it by not just words, but by actions? Because maybe you don't have the opportunity to express the message itself in word. But your actions can tell something about you. What makes you tick? The Christmas message, again, gives us a peace and a joy and a hope that nothing else in this world can give. Do we live our lives like we believe that? Again, God, keep us faithful to the promise he has led us to make and keep us rooted in that promise. And then also give us opportunity and ability to share the heart of that promise with others. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The word of the Lord.
To the world above. how still we see thee lie above thy deep and dreamless sleep. The silent stars go by, yet in thy dark street shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. Oh, Holy Child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in. Be born in us today. We hear the Christmas angels, the great glad tidings tell. Oh, come to us, abide with us, our Lord Emmanuel. What child is this who laid to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping, whom angels greet with anthems sweet, while shepherds watch are keeping?
Behold, throughout the heavens,
tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. The shepherds feared and trembled when low above the earth rang out the angel chorus that hailed our Savior's birth. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Down in a lowly manger, the humble Christ was born, and God sent us salvation that blessed Christmas morn. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born.
Just as they had been told, God doesn't mess around, does he? When he speaks, we ought to listen. And when he speaks the truth. Again, a promise kept, because he's not like a human being that he should lie, the scriptures remind us of. And you think of how many times the scriptures have been tested and attempted to be rejected throughout the years. And yet, what's still here? The word of our Lord, his truth. And it will endure. People will come and go. Ideas will come and go. But as the Lord reminds us of the Apostle Peter, the Word will endure. And Scripture also reminds us, who is that Word? Jesus, the light of life, Emmanuel, God with us. So people can attempt to get rid of Jesus, but he gets the last word, just as he has told us. And so with confidence, we live our life. With a sure hope, we live our life. We have a hope people are searching for in this world, but will not find apart from Jesus. And again, we have a peace that people are searching for in this world, but won't find it apart from Jesus. And we have a joy in our life, not equated with happiness, but a joy in our life that people are searching for in this world, but are not going to find it apart from Jesus. Just as we have been told, the Word is so precious to us. Because again, God keeps his promises. And a reminder of that is Christmas. And with Christmas comes Good Friday. And with Good Friday comes Easter. And with Easter comes Ascension. And with Ascension comes the return of Jesus, just as we have been told. All neatly connected together. And so we need this reminder as long as we live on this earth to celebrate Christmas because of what it all means. Because of that promise kept, Emmanuel, God with us, we can be assured that our sins indeed have been paid for as Jesus took those sins to the cross. All of our sins, some that we don't even want to mention or think about, he took those sins too, and he left them at the cross, not to be brought up against us ever again. And he didn't just die to make full satisfaction for our sins. He also rose again, and because he lives, we too shall live. All goes back to Christmas, a promise kept. And because he kept that promise, we can be assured he will keep his promise, that he will return. In the meantime, we can be assured that he will keep his promises, that he will be with us until the end of time. He gives us what we need day in and day out. His mercies are fresh and new each and every morning, a fresh start with God each and every day, peace with God. Can't outgive him. He gives generously to us. And he's promised that he will supply for our physical needs too. Maybe not on our timetable. Maybe not in the ways that we would like from our human point of view, but he does provide for us. I mean, the psalmist said he satisfies the desires of every living thing. No one really should have to go hungry or without shelter. It's not because God hasn't provided the materials, the means to feed and shelter everyone. That's on us. So he's good to his promise. Yet again, just as we have been told. The shepherds return, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. The word of the Lord.
Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains and the mountains in reply, echoing their joyous strains.
Do you ever doubt God's love for you? Some of you are shaking, no, good. For those who do, don't. But it's not that simple, is it? And sometimes, maybe the Lord in his infinite wisdom allows us to struggle a little bit with that as a way to keep us close. To keep going back to the well of his truth, of his scriptures. To be reminded of his great love for us. Again, where does love start? Love starts with God. Christmas is a reminder of his love and of his making good on his promise of love. Now, what does God want you to do with this gift of love that he has given to you? He wants us to love one another. Is that easy to do? Well, if they love me first, sure. Well, maybe. But to love somebody even when they don't love you, even when they're hateful towards you, and there's a lot of hate in this world because we're missing the love of God in this world. Oh, it's there, but too many have turned their back on it. And sometimes we do too. And so we need this reminder as well about God's love and what we're to do with this love in all our circumstances, whether we're single or married, worker, not working, in the church, outside of the church. God wants us to love one another as He has loved us. And how much has He loved us? He gave up His one and only Son for us. Can love get any greater than that? Now, He doesn't ask us to do that kind of love, but He does ask us to show that same unconditional love. And He doesn't leave us to ourselves to show it. He fuels us through His Word, through His love, to be that kind of love to one another. To show this world what true love is and what it is to look like. Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us, and His love is made complete in us. The Word of the Lord.
Come to the Father through Jesus the Son. Let every heart prepare him room. And heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing. No more let sins and sorrows grow, nor thorns infest the ground. He comes to make his blessings flow, far as the curse is found, far as the curse is found, far as the curse is found. He rules the world with truth and grace, and makes the nations prove the glories of his righteousness, wonders of his love, and wonders of his love, and wonders, wonders of his love.
We pray. Almighty God, we are thankful that you fulfilled your promise and sent us a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. He became our brother, so that through him we might become your children. We are indeed rich, for we have peace with you and access to your throne in every need. Dear Savior, give us a simple childlike faith that sees your glory even in your lowliness. Help us all to rejoice in your birth. May the truth, love, and redemption that you have brought dwell in our hearts and lives. Help us share the good news of great joy we have in you. As you have shown us your glory on this holy evening, so one day bring us into your glory in heaven, where we will take our places among the saints and angels. There we will forever praise and glorify you for the grace and mercy you have shown to us.
In your name, Lord Jesus, we pray.
Well, you stayed warmer and dry. This was originally planned for the Rose Garden, but we're flexible enough to improvise, so glad you were here. Merry again, a blessed Christmas Eve and day to you, and if you're seeing family, to your family as well. Or at least hopefully you can be in contact with your family. And if your family is now in heaven, we look forward to that reunion that God will allow in his time. And so we're thankful for the peace and the hope that God has given us in Christ Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us, as we reflect on that too. Just a reminder that the 5 o'clock service was live streamed and is available on our website if you want to see that and hear the choir that sang earlier. We have Christmas Day service at 10:30, and then our Sunday morning services will be at 8 and 10:45. Then on New Year's Eve, we do plan a special service to reflect on past blessings and give thanks for the blessings that God has put into the future, and that service will be at 5 o'clock. I'd like to thank Diego and Daniel and Jenny for leading us in our music this evening. Bless you. And he has. Have a great night, everyone. Merry Christmas.